passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Greening your business may be the right thing to do, but will it actually deliver any tangible benefits to the business and its bottom line? Mark Hands is manager of the DoubleTree by Hilton Cadbury House Hotel in Yatton, and they've embarked on an extensive programme of environmental improvements. So, what have the business benefits been?
We've got the benefit of the PR that goes with it. There's a lot of PR, a lot of people have green policies nowadays. And so, being able to tick the box and being the most environmentally conscious hotel in the area naturally is good for us. On top of that, there's a lot of energy saving. So, it's not just about doing something for the environment. We saved a lot of money. We use a lot less electricity. We're now energy conscious. And then on top of that, our particular hotel sites in a conservation area. So, whenever we look at doing something locally, we know we can go out there and we're not going to be seen to be this horrible company that's destroying the landscape. We'll have done something conscious.
What sort of things did you decide to do then?
It was quite a decision-making process when we were thinking about what to do, because naturally there were millions of ideas, some of them practical, some of them impractical. As an example, do you put PIRs in bedroom corridors for guests so as they enter the corridor the lights turn on for them? How does that fit in a 4-star bracket? If you walk in and the lights are off as a guest, will you see it as, oh, they're just saving money, this isn't environmentally conscious? So it's quite a lot of different things we had to look at. We chose getting a bike shed for customers so customers can actually choose to cycle rather than taking their cars. We chose to set recycling centres at the end of each corridor so as a guest you could choose to recycle if you so wanted, or failing that, you could leave things in your bin if it didn't float your boat. On top of that, we looked at temperature settings. When you walk in the bedroom, to put your key in the actual door like various chains do now, so it actually turns your electricity on, so when you leave, naturally the air conditioning switches down and all the power goes off in the room as well. The other decisions for us as a site involved looking at our energy usage, our bulbs. We're presently having a survey undertaken to change all our spots that were put in on install to LED lighting, which naturally cuts bills for us, as well as saving the carbon footprint. And then also looking at our refuse collection, rather than having normal bins, we bought compressors. So it's one journey to site rather than potentially 5 or 7 a week.
If you say, take for example, changing all your spotlights into LED lights and so on, now over the long term you must get a saving, but how do you justify that right up front? Because that must be a massive investment.
It is. When you look at the bill we're presently sitting with, it's about £52,000 to change just the spotlights to make them into LED fitted lights. If we were to look at doing that as a business, there's no way I could go to any board of directors and say, can I have £52,000 and over 2 to 3 years I will pay that back for you. But the Carbon Trust set up a interest-free loan scheme that as any business you're entitled to draw on as long as you have less than, I believe, 250 members of staff. So in this instance we did a proposal, we've had it done professionally by an LED specialist. They have gone out and approached the government for the £52,000. It's granted as a loan on an interest-free basis, and now the payment back to the government works out at less than the potential saving each year. And so if it takes 2 years to return the cost to us, it takes 2 years to pay the loan back to the government.
Do you think then that overall actually what you're finding is that these things are not just good for business but actually really good for saving you money? Because people often argue that green is more expensive, but it doesn't seem that you found it to be that way.
Initially it can seem more expensive. I mean, if you use the LED analogy, the normal 50 watt halogen spot to us costs us £1. The LED light equivalent is £27. So when you look at it as an initial outlay, yes, it can be considerably more expensive. But once again, sticking to the same light bulb, the 50 watt halogen bulb we use lasts between 1,000 to 2,000 hours. My maintenance man's having to climb up a ladder with health and safety implications to change it. The LED lasts 80,000 hours. So naturally I'm getting 40 times the life for 27 times the price, and I'm not having to factor in manpower going up and down ladders and changing. Now to also be given a scheme where I don't need to pay for it up front, I just pay for it with the money it saves me each year, naturally makes it a fantastic business decision.
And what about waste? Because hotels must create a huge amount of waste, and of course a lot of the thing with especially with a 4-star hotel is all that kind of extra packaging and the little, you know, toiletries and the fact that you get, you know, nice things in your room and everything just sort of looks the part, as it were. What do you do with all of that?
It's a really, really hard one, and it's one we're permanently looking at. There's a lot to say that you should put soap dispensers as an example on the walls. Personally, I didn't want to take it too far. I think certain people expect certain luxuries when you go to stay away. You can do something green without turning completely cardboard and going completely square. And it is about the luxuries, and it's about saving the environment, saving your money in areas behind the scenes that people don't mind compromising on.
And how do hotels cope with the kind of whole refurbishment things? Obviously, again, when you've got a 4-star hotel, they refurbishing the rooms on a reasonably regular basis to keep up to a certain standard. What happens to all that stuff?
Really depends on the general manager of the property and the company behind the property. We personally donate it to shelters. Some hotels and some companies get very, very fearful about the health and safety implications. It came from a hotel, I had an accident on it, therefore surely you're responsible or liable somewhere along the journey. As far as I'm concerned, if we started living our lives in that much fear, we won't journey very far. And so we give ours to shelters as much as possible. But we buy sensibly in the first place. We don't buy the cheapest. We also don't buy the most expensive. We buy something that's going to last well, looks good, and survives its time with us.
That's Mark Hans from the DoubleTree by Hilton Cadbury House Hotel. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.